In the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Here we go.
First one.
I've been
the new ball.
I tell you what, new ball, and I've been had all summer to prepare.
You have to.
Yes.
No excuse.
Standpoint. The wife asked me the other day, had she seen the dog's bowl? I said, to be honest, Al, I didn't even know they played cricket. That's not bad.
That is not bad. Yeah. That was doing the rounds. I'd seen that on social media.
Yeah. Hey, Shut up. No, you didn't. I just found that one.
The dog's bowl?
The dog's bowl.
Leggies or medium?
Yeah, well, I've never seen it before. Ooh, good joke, Bill, to start with.
Well done,
Joey. See you tomorrow.
See you, Bill.
Rapsy. 6 o'clock.
See you, Rapsy.
Over Christmas, I heard a guy busking. No. No, here it is now. Thanks to our sponsors too, who are?
Rabs? No one at the moment. So if you want to sponsor it, just email someone at Triple M.
That's it.
Yeah. DM Bill.
Yeah. I took my dog for a walk through the cemetery this morning and I passed another guy. He said, morning. I said, no, mate, just taking my dog for a walk. It was Rover.
Yeah, okay.
So you didn't get that?
Yeah, morning.
It went straight over your head.
Man, I got it. Morning.
Yeah,
asked if it was morning because he was.
But it took like one.
It did.
It did take 3 seconds. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Anyway, Rab's been a good show again. Day two. Need a holiday.
No more busking jokes.
Yes. How do you stop your girlfriend smoking?
Actually, quick shout out to my mum and Dr. Don McIntosh, who officially retired today. Their last ever official working day is today. So congrats to them.
Oh, your mum and the doctor.
Mrs. Rabs.
Are they an item?
No, they obviously work with each other.
Well, they're both retired. It just sounds unusual.
Retirement party?
Yeah. The school phoned me today and said, your son has been telling lies. We're not happy with him. I said, tell him he's a bloody good at it. I don't have any kids.
That's better.
You get that one, Joe?
Oh, I've got that one.
Good liar. Here we go. You ready, boys?
That's obviously come from Daisy.
Yeah, I reckon too. Yeah. Oh,
don't top Daisy into this.
But yes.
They say that one out of every three people in a serious relationship will be unfaithful at some point. Now, I've just got to figure out if it's my wife or it's my girlfriend. That's terrible.
Isn't that only two?
Well, then me would make three.
Oh, yeah.
I tripped on my girlfriend's bra the other night. It was a booby trap.
No. You've had a great week.
No, there's two.
You ruined the week.
One, two, three, four, five. What a pity. Never call again.
Oh, nah. Never call us again.
He's already laughing.
Well done, St Kilda Life Saving Club. And all the ones down, certainly my way. Angles here.
All of them around the
world. Unbelievable lawn. A man goes to hospital and tells the nurse to promise that she won't laugh after she hears his problem, okay? Mm-hmm. He's a bit embarrassed about it, Joey. Of course I won't laugh, said the nurse. I'm a professional. In over 20 years, I've never laughed at a patient once. Okay, then. So the man drops his strides and pulls out the tiniest man thing, doodle, whatever you want to call
Willy.
It. Yeah, Willy, you've ever seen, okay? And the nurse has a look at it and could not believe how small it was. It was like a triple A battery. Smallest thing she's ever seen. Like a tic-tac. A tic-tac. So she was unable to control herself. The nurse started giggling, then fell to the floor laughing. 10 minutes later, she was able to struggle to her feet and regained her composure. She said, I'm so sorry about that. I'm so sorry. I don't know what came over me. On my honour, as a nurse and a lady, I promise it won't ever happen again. Now tell me, what seems to be the problem? The man said, It's swollen. The nurse fell to the ground.
Not bad.
That's a good recovery.
Oh, no. It was stolen. No, swollen. Stolen. There's a way to finish the show. Anyway, coffee time. Get on it. Got a winner tomorrow? You are the king of Geelong.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks, Rat.
Well done. Well done to the Bucks today, too, winning Super Bowl 55.
Yes. And well done to Rui.
Yeah, well done, Rui. Where's your Buccaneers?
Yeah, go.
On your Buccaneers.
Yes, Bill.
I asked you out there before and you said Tampa Bay. And you're supposed to say that, Rui.
Was I?
Yeah.
Let's do it again.
Rui,
See you tomorrow, Bill.
Yeah, see you tomorrow. Well done today. Thanks for coming in, mate. Well done.
Good to be back.
718 goals. You've been good. Hey, Rui, where's your Buccaneers?
Yes, Tampa.
No, on your fucking head, you idiot.
Is that the actual joke?
Yeah, that was it.
Oh. That was it. Oh. Hey, did you hear they might be renaming Tampa Bay to Tompa Bay for a day?
Tompa.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, with me?
Yeah.
That's not a joke either.
No.
That's real.
Probably should have said it during the show.
We're still on, aren't we? Yeah. We're still going.
We're still on. Come on, Ruth.
This is the closer, isn't it?
This is it.
Right.
Sing along, and we'll see you tomorrow, Ruth.
What do I mean, these words?
Maybe not after that last. You are the king of the divan. Woo-hoo! Super Bowl 55 yesterday, so some topical ones, okay?
Okay.
You ready?
Ready.
You should get the Kansas City vaccine. Then you won't catch anything.
Mm-hmm.
COVID restrictions on the NFL. Geez, they're tight. Even the Chiefs didn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I waited until the end of the halftime show yesterday, Rui, to tell my kids that the weekend was over.
No. Why?
That's it like that. Oh.
That's zero from three.
Yeah. Didn't you like that? They're topical.
Ofa.
Mm. What about
Ofa?
None.
I'll tell Rui this one. Okay. What do you do if your girlfriend's smoking?
No. You're not going with that one, Bill. I'm turning your mic off. No more girlfriend jokes.
Tell me off air, Bill.
You 0 from 3 yesterday. That was shit ass, Bill.
But your quotes have been better, so I think the jokes are trending maybe the same way. That's all right. That's all right.
Well, this one reminds me of you, Rui. So a man is in the supermarket buying a banana, an apple and two eggs. That's all. The female cashier says, "You must be single." The man says, "Yeah, how did you know that?" She said, "Because you're f***ing ugly."
Oh. Okay.
Take that with you for the rest of your night. Enjoy your night. Everyone.
See, welcome back to Triple M. He just keeps hitting you between the eyes, poor Bill.
Target board over here, throwing darts. None of them are hitting anything. See, that's the problem.
Same bat time tomorrow, 6 p.m. with the Roo Boy. He'll tell us about his mark.
I'll bring Heath Shaw back on again.
Oh, the smother, like a librarian in the library. Hope you cut those.
You're rogue.
Well, Rui does that to me.
He's lost it.
Now, I just accepted a senior management position at the old McDonald farm. I am now CIEIO.
Oh, wow.
That is absolutely
CIEIO. What about...
Pooch.
Horrent.
We should have brought the cat man
back. Knock, knock.
I'm not a cat, Bill.
Yeah, no, you're not. You're an alpaca. Knock, knock. Knock, knock.
Yes, who's there?
Dishes.
Oh.
What?
Dishes.
Dishes who?
Dishes Sean Connery. Right, but that's a good joke. I've used this before.
He's still got his name wrong.
Connery. Anyway. You know, he was working on my, I had a bookshelf and he was doing some work for me and he got them all wrong. They weren't level. And I pointed it out to him and guess what he said? I am so ashamed of my shelf.
Goodness me. Enjoy your night, everyone. Yeah. Sorry.
So
have some of that. Sorry.
On my shelf.
You should be.
Ah, sleep on that, Roo boy. Go home, see the Dale, the kids.
Nighty night.
You cooking tonight?
Yeah.
What?
Food.
Gotcha. Righto, you've been pumping this one up since yesterday, so make sure you send us off. We all need a lift after today, Rui. So Bill's joke.
Come on. Everyone's hanging on this, Bill.
In the day of the laugh, this is Billy's joke.
Oh, geez.
Come on, Bill. Tyler Victoria needs
something,
a lift.
Lift, come on. Well, this is for you too.
Okay.
Yeah, because you're from Switzerland, are you?
You asked me if I was from Norway earlier in the
Well,
week.
It's all in that area
well,
of the
it's
country.
In, like Europe, but yeah. No.
Because well,
German,
that's yeah. Right. What's the best thing about Switzerland? I don't know, but the flag is a big plus.
It's terrible. Yeah, well,
Do you get that?
I get it, because the flag has got the red sort of cross across it. Yeah.
But it's not Red Cross, it's Switzerland.
No, it's, thanks, Bill.
And you went on that one. You need a spell. That'll get you going.
We're running on a real flat note, haven't we? It's been a good week,
Billy. Well done, Rui.
Have a good weekend.
Yes.
5 days. Let's get through it.
Get a winner tomorrow. Get the quaddy. Couple of proppies at home.
Give a couple of weeks.
Give the doll a cuddle and have another kid.
Another kid.
Yeah. You know, no more for you.
No more.
Here we go, boys. You ready?
Oh, yeah.
A Nigerian man has been found dead in his flat with $45 million cash. He spent the last 10 years trying to share it, but no one replied to his emails. Did you ever try to get scammed? Did they scam you, Daisy?
No. Have you got any more?
No, that's it. Just have good ones to finish with.
A ripper. It's only up from here this way. Anyway. Wow.
Can't wait for Wednesday.
Daisy. An elderly man is stopped by the police at about 2 a.m. It's not you, Daisy, don't worry. And is asked where he is going at this time of night. The man replies, "I'm on my way to attend a lecture. It'll be about gambling and hookers and alcohol abuse and the effects it has on the human body, as well as smoking and staying out late." Mm. The officer said, "No, surely not. Who is giving a lecture at this time of the night?" The man replies, "Well, that would be the wife."
You could say that one coming from a mile away.
Oh, Billy, try and cut that out.
Wow. Sitting up waiting for you when you sneak into the bedroom. Woo! And there she is.
Well, if you're late, you're already late, so there's only one more time you get in trouble.
happy birthday, Oscar boy. I might give you two today because I just feel like it, hump day, and I've got a nice little tennis joke for you, boys. Just go with me here. You see, the two Russian tennis players were playing yesterday, and I suppose you could say at the end of the match, one must go home. That's it. Moscow, Moscow. Hey, Moscow, Moscow.
Okay. And the second one?
Right. What did Donald Trump? The great Donald Trump, who's impeached twice, unbelievable. What did Donald Trump say to his wife after he took a Viagra?
What did he say, Ben?
The erection was rigged.
Very good.
There you go.
Topical. It's good. It's clever. Well done.
Yeah, exactly.
Very
That's
good.
That's what I am. I'm topical and I'm clever. You just sum me up, Dave. Well done. Well done.
Oh, very good.
About time tomorrow. Righto. Well, here's a very good joke for you, right? Just getting it. Are you ready, Daze? Do you know who Willie Nelson is, by the way? Country and Western singer. Anyway.
No. I'll
What is the worst thing Willie Nelson can say to you after you've slept with him? I'm not Willie Nelson. Because he could be anyone.
Yeah, well, why don't you use like another celebrity? That's Dale Knight.
You could use anybody and you went with a bloke I've never heard of.
Because he looks a bit rough and ragged and a bit
Well, that's one of your best.
All right. If a deaf person has to go to court.
Pardon?
If a deaf person has to go to court, is it called a hearing? Yes or no?
Yes.
All right. That's all right. Ah, two of the best there, Willie. I'll show you, Willie. I'll show you what he looks like. Some of the old
two
people.
Two of the worst.
Ah, Roo boy, you'll like this. Put your ears on. Have a listen to this.
There you
go. Righto. A man was riding a bus, minding his own business, when this gorgeous woman next to him started breastfeeding a baby. The baby wouldn't take it, so she said, "Come on, sweetie, eat it all up, or I'll have to give it to the nice man that's sitting next to me." 5 minutes later, the baby was still not feeding. So she said, "Come on, honey, take it, or I'll give it to this nice man sitting next to me here."
Oh, Bill.
A few minutes later, the anxious man blurted out, "Come on, kid, make up your mind, will you? I was supposed to get off 4 stops ago."
Nope.
You don't like it?
Nope. They were real creepy.
Hang on.
Dubious.
He's just taking a phone call.
He's Lee's dropped that on us. Left us to pick up the pieces and take the phone call. Is this real?
This is actually happening.
Oh, see you tomorrow, everyone.
See you, mate. Have a good one. You are the king of the divan.
Ah, we're back. A father was sitting down with his family.
No!
You're not doing that one.
No, I've got a Viagra one since we've been talking about Viagra.
Okay. Since you've been talking about Viagra.
Well,
not
an old bloke goes into the chemist, okay, and asks the pharmacist.
Well done.
If there is any kind of pill that can help him with sex, Roo.
Yeah.
The pharmacist says, "Yes, that'd be Viagra. It's awesome. I take it myself." The old bloke said, "Oh, can you get it over the counter?" The pharmacist said, "Well, if you took 2 or 3 tablets, you might get it over the counter."
Not bad.
Roo?
Yeah, good. Yeah. Not your worst.
I know where you're going after this. You see the pharmacist.
Straight home, Bill. Straight home.
Woo!
See you with your hair now.
Been a big show.
Oh, been a good show, hasn't it, Andy Lee? Of course, watch the Cube tonight. Make sure you watch that.
Yeah. Foreign correspondent joined us.
Michael Lee.
Yes.
Had posters of you in his bedroom, which is always a bit of a worry.
It's a big story, that.
It's always a good the stroke of the ego, that one, Bill.
Glad you said ego. and the hump day quiz. Now, I might have told this joke before, but I wanted to do it with Nicholas over here and just see his reaction. But when I was born, Roo,
yes,
I was given the choice. You probably don't know this, but I was given the choice of a long memory or a long doodle. I can't remember what I chose. No.
We've all seen me. What day is it? What day is it? Wednesday.
You sure it's not James back tomorrow? No.
Actually, we shouldn't.
Probably
shouldn't tell that joke. We got a sponsor?
No. Yeah, the St. Kilda Lifesaving Club. Right, we'll give them another shout out.
Oh, good work. Well done to the St. Kilda Lifesaving
Club. All volunteers as well.
Exactly right. I was woken up last night at 3 a.m. I was just woken up.
Yeah, right.
In the new house, and I get woken up at 3 a.m.
Yep.
Guess who? The next door neighbour in a very revealing lingerie.
Ooh.
Bra.
Yeah.
Thong.
Yep.
High heels.
You know what negligee is.
And asking to borrow a cup of sugar. I said, "F off, Dave. I've got to work in the morning." See, got you in. Reeled you in beautifully, Ruth. You were sucked in.
I was on the edge of my seat.
I have a joke.
Yes, what is it?
A good one to send the people off on a weekend.
Because they've been good this week. Well done, Bill. Why did the monkey paint his agates red?
Oh.
so he could hide in cherry trees. What's the loudest noise in the jungle? Elephants eating cherries.
Oh, that's an absolute stinker, man. Just an absolute stinker.
Take that away, Roo. Roo. Oh, he's got nothing. Take that away with you. Work that out.
Have a good weekend.
Hey, Roo, yes. Go, Roo. Cat. Who, Roo? King of Geelong. You are the king of the divan. Quel mérite en passant.